Welcome to the Tivoli Americas Pipeline Building Call. Upselling storage software for general business sellers. All lines will be in listen only to the question and answer portion. To ask your question, please press star, then one on your phone. Today's call is being recorded if you have any objections. I would like to introduce your host, Jeff Strickland, GP Leader for Tivoli North America. Please begin.
Great. Thank you, Audra. Okay, well, thanks, team. Thank you to all the Tivoli GB reps that are on the phone today, as well as any of the software group cross-brand coverage reps that have joined us, as well as any of the client rep team that has joined us, and then, of course, anybody that's going to listen to the replay. Just a couple comments before we talk about the information, the content today, but in first half, we had a very strong performance in the GB portfolio for Tivoli North America. We did about 106% of plan. We grew the business 10% year to year. So a very strong performance, certainly looks very good on paper. However, if you dig a little bit deeper, we did achieve that number by on the back of a few large deals. So the small deal pipeline is not as we've seen in the past. So that's why we're coming to you this quarter with specific information on GB to try to re-energize and reinvigorate the small deal plan. I think this information that we're bringing today that from our Tivoli storage leader, Ron Brocek, is going to help in that area. So as you guys see, we have weekly prospecting calls, especially during the first 2 months of each quarter. And I've asked each of the pillar leaders to focus specifically on GB or at least part of their content to talk about how you guys can be successful in GB space with the content they're delivering. But for today, this entire call is focused on GB. So that's my goal, is to get that information to you. I do need your feedback. I need your feedback as far as the quality of the plays that we're delivering when we do specific GB plays. And also I need your feedback on the relevance. You know, is this working? Is this what you need? And that's the only way that I can work with the management team to get better and better information out to you and kind of help you guys and be more successful, you know, and just make adjustments as we need on the content we're delivering. So I need your feedback, informal feedback as far as quality and relevance, and then, of course, we need your feedback by you guys using the tactic codes that are part of the play. And the tactic code for today's play is, I think it's in the information we sent out, but if not, I will give it to you here over the phone. It's the number 1 and then 0, the number 8, A, R, the number 4, 0, and then R. So please use that tactic code as you, you know, input your opportunities in the system. So with that in mind, it's enough said. I will turn this over to Ron. Ron Brocek is our storage leader, as you guys know, for Tivoli North America, and he's got some great information on how you guys can drive more Tivoli storage software by leveraging the information he has. So, Ron, take her away.
Thanks, Jeff, and good morning, everyone. I really appreciate you taking time to join us today on the GB call. If you go to the presentation and go to Chart 2, just a quick review of today's agenda. I'm just going to quickly highlight the customer issues and the IBM opportunity. I think everybody understands, you know, the challenges that our customers are facing in the area of storage and data growth, but we'll skim through that for those of you new to storage. We'll spend some time talking about pattern selling. I've included some examples of install-based information I've collected that I would like to take you through. Specifically, I have the TSM install base for GB. I have the hardware install base, as well as the X-Series install base. We'll talk about the prospecting solutions, how to use this information to prospect for new opportunities, and then we'll wrap it up with a call to action, and I'll provide you with some key context, as well as we'll give you a chance to ask any questions you might have at the end of the call. So today's objective really is not to provide you with product enablement. It really is to help you understand where the opportunities are within your territories. If you go to chart number 3, and you can see you've got this thing in the presentation mode, it's the chart builds up. So if you could just, you know, press enter a couple times to get to the full chart. I'm just going to quickly say that, you know, data growth. Data growth is impacting just about every customer that we have. from the mid-sized customer, the high end of the GB space, to our aligned customers. I was with JPMC last week, and data growth is tremendous with their environment. The same can be true for Kichler Lighting in Cleveland, Ohio. They're struggling with data growth as well. So we have the increase in data growth. We have the impact on the budget, and customers are looking for ways to reduce cost, simplify the environment, and allow the growth of data while keeping within budget. I just want to mention, I was on the Gartner Group conference call last week, and there was something that was very interesting that was shared with us. In the discussion, Gartner mentioned that they've talked to over 400 customers in 9 countries, asking if the customer is planning to do a major redesign of their backup infrastructure. And 48% of those customers responded positively that they're going to do a major redesign of their storage backup infrastructure within the next years, and that the main drivers for this decision is to reduce overall cost, to deliver new capabilities like data dedupe, being able to integrate with SharePoint and other applications, and to improve the ease of use within their environment. So the opportunity is quite large for us. If you go to the next chart, why focus on selling storage software? Well, hopefully we all understand the challenges. I shared with you what Gartner Group said. 48% of the customers that they talked to will be doing a redesign of the backup infrastructure, which means it's going to be an opportunity for some vendor. Of course, you know, focusing on storage can help retire quota, but it can also drive parallel selling opportunities across the IBM brands. What do I mean by that? Well, by focusing on storage, we can identify opportunities for things like Tatum or NetCool Omnibus or Tivoli Provisioning Manager in the area of how do we improve the management of storage with these other tools. TSM, as you know, is Tivoli's largest revenue-producing product in the portfolio. So this is really the cash cow. And really, when you win a storage customer, it's a gift that keeps on giving because of this data growth, the increase in the amount of capacity that's out there. Customers are annually increasing the amount of licenses they have to manage that data. So focusing on storage creates a great annuity stream for IBM. And the other thing is focusing on storage keeps out competitors like HP, EMC, Symantec, CA, especially with EMC and HP, because they're more of a full business software provider. And what I mean by that is not only can they provide the storage hardware, the backup software, you can see by recent acquisitions, they're now moving up the food chain, getting into service management, automation, and so forth. So by focusing on storage, we can fence out the competition. And the last thing I just want to mention is storage software is key to our IBM initiatives like dynamic infrastructure, green data center, virtualization, or service management. Now, if we go to the next chart, just to summarize, our storage software products, that's TSM, SVC, TPC, can dramatically reduce costs associated with data management. We can reduce the amount of hardware required to manage data. We can reduce the administration costs. We can improve productivity. We can reduce operating costs. Our storage software can improve service levels. We can reduce the amount of data that's at risk. We can improve application availability. We could improve recoverability of the data in case of a disaster. And we also have solutions that not only manage data within the data center, but also in remote offices. If you go to chart number six, today's patterns for discussion. Basically, what I did was I looked at the hardware install base, the storage hardware, within GB, tried to identify where the DS8000s, the ESS, those are disk subsystems, where our SVC is installed, and then so we can use that information to upsell more storage software. I also pulled the X-Series install base for GB. So you can see who are the customers within GB buying X-Series. And those are perfect candidates to go back and understand what they're doing with virtualization, what they're doing for rapid recovery, data protection. And then we have the TSM install base. So these are the customers that have been buying TSM for the past several years, great list of candidates to go back and upsell more capacity or new function. Now, if I take those three target lists, there's basically four, I'll call them prospecting subplays. Farming the install base, the TSM install base, upselling storage software to existing hardware customers, attack the competition with Store Server. I'm going to briefly take you through what Store Server is and the value proposition, and then delivering total solutions. So if you go to chart number 7, I just want to remind everybody that we have some great sales tools on the Extreme Leverage website. Here's an example of the TSM sales kit on Extreme Leverage. And this tool gives you a wealth of information. For example, if you go to chart number 8, you can see who the target audience is, the prospect, what are the customer pain points, what are the qualifying questions, what's the value proposition of TSM, the business benefits of the product. So within one site, one location, there's a tremendous wealth of information that you can leverage in your prospecting activities. If you go to the next chart, let's get into the plays. So the first is farming the TSM install base, and this is where we're going to leverage the information in the spreadsheet to go back and sell additional TSM capacity, to upsell TSM Fastback, to look for compliance opportunities, really to extend our presence within these established customers. If you go to the next chart, leading the way to data protection recovery, just a very high-level review of what TSM is. You know, many times I think, you know, our customers and some of our sellers think of TSM as backup recovery. And I'm here to tell you TSM is not backup recovery. What TSM is data management. Yes, it does do backup restore, but it also does archive for long-term data retention. It provides continuous data protection capabilities. It's an enabler to deliver solutions for disaster recovery, business continuity. It has built into it hierarchical storage management capabilities, information lifecycle management capabilities. We have application database integration. We have server bare machine recovery. And we do this not only in the data center, but we have solutions for remote office environment as well. So that's why I say TSM is not backup recovery. It truly is data management. It's been around for quite a while, but even though it's, you know, been around for 15 years, it still has industry-leading capabilities, like progressive incremental capabilities, the ability to do things like reclamation of tape cartridges, the reduced number of tape drives through data reduction capabilities. With the latest release of TSM 6.1, we have data deduplication capabilities built into the product. We have a very large, loyal customer install base, more than 20,000 customers, which is a great opportunity for us to go back and touch every one of those customers to help sell more capability and more content. If you go to the next chart, TSM Fastback, yeah, I'm sure you've heard plenty about Fastback over the past years, the acquisition that we had in the second quarter of 2008. The company was called FilesX. And what Fastback does, the main value proposition is rapid recovery. With this product, we can dramatically reduce the RTO and RPO times for customers for critical applications within the Windows environment. This is the value proposition. It's a very compelling solution for the Windows space, whether it be SQL Server type applications or Exchange or notes running on Windows. or many other applications. If you go to the next chart, really there's three main components of Fastback. There's the main capability, the TSM Fastback, the block level protection, the rapid recovery capabilities with the net snapshot functions built into it. We also have TSM Fastback for bare machine recovery. It provides BMR capabilities for Intel, for the Windows Intel environment. And we have specific integration with with Microsoft Exchange. Microsoft Exchange does not have a robust way to recover individual emails or calendar entries or contact information, so we have some specific support for Exchange environment. We also have a financial bundle called the TSM Fastback Center. If you buy all three, there is actually a financial benefit for acquiring all three components at the same time. If you go to the next chart, this is pretty exciting. Working with STG, our Tivoli brand has pulled together something called the Comprehensive Data Protection Solution Express. What this is a soft bundle of TSM Fastback, System X Server, and DS3000, DS4000 disk storage. So this is a bundle. And by bundling these products together, we're providing special discounts, financing options for our customers. Now, this has recently been announced. It's available in the second half, and I included the links to both the sales kit on the internal website as well as the for our business partners, the link to Partner World with this solution bundle. Now, if you go to the next chart, just a little bit more detail about what the Comprehensive Data Protection Solution Bundle is. You can see on the left-hand side we're really bundling together the Fastback, the STG disk, the server, as well as optional implementation services, as well as financing options. The benefit is for our business partners to increase profits, to leverage some of the incentives out there, like the Know Your IBM incentive. And for our clients, for our customers, it's a very cost-effective, high-availability solution specifically designed for the Windows environment. If you go to the next chart, this is the example of the TSM install base spreadsheet. Now, these spreadsheets, they're quite large, and I didn't want to put it on the web, but each one of your IMT sales leaders and myself have access to spreadsheets, and we'll provide this information to the team after this call. And, in fact, I know Jeff is planning to do some work in the next few days to try to improve the format of these spreadsheets, but until that time, all this is available through your IMT sales leaders. Now, in this example, it's a SMB, it's a GB example here where you can see the region, the business unit, the state or territory, the customer name, and then you can look at the past several years of buying history. So you can use this information to identify customers that maybe haven't bought in the past year, and they might need some additional licenses, so it could be a compliance opportunity. Or, like I said, it could be just to call on that customer to get them up to speed on TSM 6.1 and our Fastback products. In fact, I want to go back to what Gartner Group told us a week ago, and that is the message of our products, the new product enhancements, Fastback 6.1, as well as the STG Diligent Protect Tier offering. We've done a pretty poor job in terms of getting the word out on these new products, these new capabilities to our established install base. As they talk to TSM customers, they're finding out that customers are not aware of the new release of TSM nor the Fastback offering. So let's use this list to specifically reach out to the install base. Let them know what we have in our portfolio today. If you go to the next chart, this is an example of a System X install base pull that I did. Now, I had some challenges in pulling this together. because of size. And it wasn't really structured for the current IMT environment. It basically is broken into the Old West, Central, and East regions. But here you can see this does provide the coverage ID, so you can look at the, your specific territories. It does provide a list of customer names and affiliate numbers and customer numbers that have System X servers installed today. So think about using this list. Let me pick on a customer here. If you go down to line 22, Alan Lard, I think it's pronounced, out in Oregon, they have 81 System X servers within their enterprise. This would be a great customer to go and call on and let them know about the Continuous Data Protection Solution Bundle, where we bundle Fastback with System X with ES3000 disk. If you go to the next chart, I included a customer reference. So I actually went to the reference database, and here's a customer, Kentucky Department of Juvenile Justice, where they purchased our System X servers, our TSM Fastback product for their critical backup recovery, disaster recovery needs. If you go to the next chart, this is really a great selling tool. The TSM Fastback customer demonstrations, these are live demonstrations. They're held every other week where Dan Thompson actually goes through a live demonstration of the product for customers, and they have an opportunity to ask questions to Dan as the demonstration goes on. I do know they're restructuring these demonstrations for the second half of the year to focus on the key compelling business value of Fastback, that is the rapid recovery capabilities. So please, this is a great selling tool. As you talk to your customers, generate interest in Fastback, point them to these customer demonstrations. If you go to the next chart, another great tool that you have, we have the TSM Fastback Try and Buy, basically a 60-day free trial where you can download a basic version of Fastback for customers to play with within their environment. Now, this provides the basic functionality of Fastback. It does not include the Fastback for Exchange or the BMR capabilities, but this is a great way just to get the product out to the masses. If you go to the next chart, now what I'm doing here is I'm pointing you to the links for the sales acceleration plays and the sales kits. So here's the TSM site on Extreme Leverage. I have the link. If you click on that link, you will be routed to that site. If you go to the next chart, the same thing for the Fastback product. So this will take you to the sales kit where you can learn more about Fastback and prep for those customer calls. Okay, well that wraps up the prospecting of the TSM install base. Let's move on to the next one. And this subplay is upselling storage software to existing storage hardware customers. And basically what we want to do is go back to customers that have purchased SVC or disk technology and upsell TPC. If you go to the next chart, I'm really going to skip over this. You've seen this chart before in other virtualization presentations talking about the growth in data and storage within the data centers. And I'll go to the next chart titled Flexible Storage Infrastructure with CMI Controller. Just a reminder what SVC is. SVC provides a layer abstraction between the physical devices down below and the application servers. So by creating this layer of abstraction, we can do some unique things, like we can combine the capacity of different arrays into a single storage pool, which by doing so, we can drive up resource utilization. It's not uncommon that when customers implement SVC, their storage hardware utilization improves by 30% or more. By virtualizing with the CMVI controller, we have now a common set of replication functions or copy services that can be used across all the different types of storage you have in the environment. You can do a remote copy from an EMC device to an IBM device. You can make a point-in-time copy snapshots of the data from a DS8000 down to a DS4000. It truly is an enterprise-wide heterogeneous virtualization solution. By virtualizing the environment, you can simplify management by having a single management interface into the storage infrastructure. And another main benefit is once you implement SVC, we can create a dynamic infrastructure for storage that allows for changes within the storage environment without impacting applications, meaning I can move data from one device type to another device type, and my critical applications never go down. If you go to the next chart, I included some cost savings from a study done by Forrester in terms of driving up efficiencies, improving utilization, reducing the cost of storage, and improving application availability. SVC is once again one of those products that's a gift that keeps on giving. You get SVC within your customer environment, and you've created an annuity stream like you wouldn't believe. Now, if you go to the next chart, along with SVC, you really need to have a tool that gives you the visibility into the storage infrastructure, and that's what TPC does, Tivoli Storage Productivity Center. TPC is that single view, single pane of glass that allows you to visualize the environment, allows you to gain control around how data is being used, identify files that might be candidates for HSM or archive. It provides the monitoring capabilities for the storage network so you know when errors occur. Actually, TPC is one of those products that's a great parallel cell to Omnibus. While Omnibus provides the enterprise monitoring capabilities, while TPC can feed the alerts that occur at the storage layer to Omnibus so you have a complete end-to-end monitoring solution. If you go to the next chart, chart 28, just some additional information about TPC. And really what I want to do with TPC is go back to those customers that bought SVC, they bought IBM disk technology, they currently don't have a tool that allows them to monitor and manage those hardware devices, and upsell the capability. If you go to the next chart, I included a case study. This is Gwinnett County. This is actually an SVC write-up. I also included a link to other SVC and TPC case studies, too. So all you have to do is click on that link, and you'll receive a PDF file with several case studies. If you go to the next chart, this is the hardware install base. Unfortunately, I wasn't able to get this install base by territory ID, but I do have it broken down by the old areas, Area 4, Area 5, for example, for Central Region. It does have the states. It does have the customer numbers. And using this list, you can go through and look at a customer. Let's pick on Trinity Health here. And you can see Trinity Health has device type 24 installed. And if you look at that table that I included, 2424 is a DS8000. So they have a DS8000. They have a 2805. 2805 is an SSPC, a master console. So these are candidates of customers that are potentially an upsell target. If you go to the next chart, TPC 4.1 live demonstration. So like we did with Fastback, we now have live customer demonstrations in the use of TPC. Now, these are monthly calls. So you can see here, on August 11th is our next live demonstration. So you can route customers, point customers to these live demonstrations. They can see the product in action. They can see, ask questions to the presenter. It's a great tool, once again, for opportunity identification and progression. If you go to the next slide, in addition, we have, and we've been doing this for some time, John Miller's been working with the brand. He's done a great job in terms of putting together customer workshops. These are one-day workshops, one day for SVC, another day for TPC, where customers can gain hands-on experience with the products. They literally can log on to an SVC or TPC. They can play with the functionality or do an installation. And I've included the schedule for the remaining, well, at least the third quarter workshops. And really, this is something that we want to do to, you know, leverage to, you know, for those customers who are sitting on the fence, they don't know whether or not they should move forward with SVC or TPC. This is an opportunity to drive them. It's no cost to them. They can get some experience and hopefully, you know, push that deal to closure in the quarter. If you go to the next page, just like with TSM, we have SVC prospecting information on the Extreme Leverage site. So here's the link to it. Where, once again, you can understand the business benefits, the pain points that these products address, the target audience, and compelling questions, probing questions to ask. Next chart is the link to TPC. Okay, that's all I had on the upselling the hardware install base. Let's now turn our attention to attacking the competition. So as we know, we have a large number of TSM customers, 20,000, probably half of those are in the U.S. But there's also a very, very large competitive install base that we can go after. Customers that maybe have brought in Commvault or CA or Symantec or EMC. And it's a tough battle, but we have a great solution that we can lead with. We have a partner, an OEM partner called StoreServer. They've been a partner of ours since 2000. And what they do is they take IBM, you know, the TSM product, they take IBM server and storage technology, and they build a backup appliance, so they integrate the various components. They put a very easy-to-use front end to TSM. This is more of a GB play, and it's a turnkey solution for data protection. If you go to the next chart, once again, I want to highlight, this is TSM's installed. It's pre-installed on this box. This is the full-function TSM EE product. And the value proposition for the customer is it's pre-configured. It's pretty much drop-in. There's some slight customization you might have to do. And it has rapid implementation kind of capabilities. If you go to the next chart, why an appliance approach with StoreServer, it gets around simplification. Okay, it takes out the complexity, takes the complexity of building a backup recovery archive solution away from the customer, and it delivers it in an appliance package. Customers need minimal staff and skills. How many times have we heard, you know, from our TSM EE customers, wow, TSM is a great enterprise solution. It has a lot of functions and features, you know, very rich capabilities, but also it has a level of complexity, too, with the enterprise capabilities that we deliver. So what they do is they take TSM EE and they put a simple-to-use front end, they simplify backup recovery using TSM as the back-end engine. And it goes back to one of the comments that Gartner Group mentioned. They said one of the driving reasons, you know, is to reduce costs for backup, deliver new capabilities, and improve ease of use for backup. Next chart, when do I introduce StoreServer? Well, it's really, I think, you're going after a competitive account's a great lead-in solution. It really differentiates our offering from the competition, right? Commvault doesn't have an appliance approach. Legato is not an appliance approach. Symantec, NetBackup is not an appliance approach. So it really differentiates us from competition. Go to the next chart, customer reference, State of Ohio. State of Ohio is using StoreServer to back up their K-12 education system. So statewide, I 726 gold districts are being backed up, you know, with the store sorter product. I included in this chart the PDF for this full customer reference. Go to the next chart, references. They have quite a few customer references out there. And if you go to the next chart, who do you call? If you think you have a store server opportunity, you can contact the channel store server channel management for additional support. And I've listed each one of those channel managers here in this chart with their contact information. Now, I do want to say that store server only sells through business partners, so it's a great business partner play as well. You only sell through partners. We get full credit, okay, for the software when sold through a store server appliance approach, through a business partner. Okay, let's talk about the last play, and this is delivering total solutions. We do a very poor job with an IBM in really delivering a total solution. We tend to work in silos. You have, you know, the STG team, the Tivoli team. We have our business partners, and we all sort of work in our silos. And what we really need to do is a better job in expanding and delivering solutions that are cross-brand, cross-silo, so that when we sell hardware, we take the opportunity to clothe that hardware with software and then sell the total solution. Customer example. I was with a customer Friday in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. I won't say who has RSVC technology, has DS4000 technology. They have probably 800 terabytes now of storage hardware, and they have 20 terabytes of TPC. And they got TPC Stern Edition. It was seated with one deal, and they love it. They wish they can afford to get 780 terabytes more TPC SE, and the comment made to me by the customer, we wish we would have been buying TPC every time we added capacity to our infrastructure, because it would have been much more affordable than to buy it all at one time. So, you know, to the point, let's start selling solutions. Let's sell the TPC, you know, along with the DS8000, along with an SVC, so we can get the customers more business value. Now, in support of that, this is a spreadsheet that your IMT sales leaders have. And this one does break it down by general business. It does break it down by territory ID, or base coverage ID, and you can look at the hardware opportunities that are out there and see which ones are being clothed with software, which ones aren't. So this would be a great tool to use with your coworkers in STG over a cup of coffee to sit down, to review the opportunity list, and determine where we can work together. If you go to the next page, I just want to point out that the storage prospecting calls over the past three quarters have been recorded. They're all available to you for download, to listen to the replay. Today's call was really about prospecting. It wasn't really about deep product, you know, information, but we do have previous calls where we focused on SVC or focused on Fastback, or TPC or TSM, and they're all out there if you want to have a little refresher to listen to those calls. Next chart. This is probably the most important chart. Call to action, 30-day execution plan. Would like for you to retrieve the spreadsheets from your INT storage leaders. Spend some time studying those spreadsheets and create your list of customers to attack. Review the prospecting information that's on Extreme Leverage. I provided you all the links. Plan out your prospecting calls. Figure out who to call. Get time on their schedule and make that call. When you identify an opportunity, I included a Siebel tactic code here. Please include this tactic code in your Siebel opportunities. If you're an STG rep, And it's a TSM opportunity. Engage your Tivoli seller or vice versa. If it's you're a Tivoli rep and you find a data deduplication opportunity that might be appropriate for Protector, engage them. I would ask for the Tivoli sellers, you know, communicate your feedback successes to your FLM and your storage sales leaders on a weekly basis. Going to the next chart, actually the last chart, who to contact if you need help. Certainly you can call me. If it's an SBC or TPC opportunity, you can call John Miller. Or your IMT sales leaders, and for the East, it's Mary Ellen Wetzler-Barr. For the West, it's Shelley Howergrant. Federal, it's Carrie Ann Terry. You need fastback assistance, you can contact Bob Ruelas or George Luzak. Or if you need assistance with a business partner, Ernie Forney, and, of course, our worldwide storage sales leader is Laura Gill. So with that, I ended a few minutes early. Let me do this. Let me see if we can get the lines open for Q&A and take some questions. Audra?
Thank you. If you would like to ask your question, please press star then one on your phone. You will be announced prior to asking your question. To withdraw your question, press star two. Again, please press star then one at this time for your question. One moment, please. James Martin, you may ask your question.
Hey, Ron, how you doing?
Hey, Jim. I'm doing well.
Good question regarding store server. What's the best way to track opportunities on the GB territory? And, you know, need to be lots of places and don't always know everything that's going on. And if a sale does happen to occur, does that credit flow automatically? Is there a registration process? Can you kind of explain a little bit, Ron?
Yeah, so if you remember back a couple of years ago, Jim, it was a manual process to get the FREV credit for a store server deal. Since that time, it's been automated, and so it should flow to your ledger automatically. The only exception that I'm aware of at this point is for the partner reps. There is a manual process for them to go through to get credit for the store server product. And I think the best way, Jim, to track opportunities would be to, you know, get a relationship, like in your case, Tanya Bernstrom is
yes.
The channel manager and work directly with her.
Okay. One more quick question to clarify. Would I see those as regular TSM extended edition licenses, or would it be something to indicate that it came through store server?
It should be EE coming as TSM EE licenses.
Okay, so really no difference in the ledger.
Right.
Okay. All right, great. Thanks, Ron.
Sure.
There are no further questions at this time.
Okay. Well, everyone, I really appreciate your support over the past, for the first half of this year, and I look forward to working with you in the second half. Jeff, I don't know if you have any words of wisdom before
yeah.
we hang up.
Just one final thing. Guys, when times get tough, we always had to go back to what works. And over the last 2 years, the storage products have made up about 40% of our GB revenue production. If you take out the acquisition of MRO, that number jumps up to 60-65%. So what Ron's offering is what has worked in the past. Like you said, there's 20,000 customers, tons of references. So work what works, essentially, I think, is the message here. I appreciate everybody attending today, and certainly reach out to myself or Ron and his extended storage team if you need anything. And that's all I have.
Okay. Thanks, everyone.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.